Welcome to Pestabytes, a podcast series from the National Pesticide Information Center. These are based on common pesticide questions from people just like you.
This is Sandra, and I'm here with Dixie to talk about some important information about babies and pesticides. Dixie, why are infants more sensitive to pesticides compared to adults?
Infants are more sensitive because during pregnancy and infancy, the baby's organs, nervous system, and protective barriers are immature and still developing. Also, specific behaviors such as crawling on the ground where pesticides may have been applied and putting their fingers and toys into their mouth can put infants and young children at a greater risk of pesticide exposure.
Can you use pesticides in the home if you're pregnant or have a baby in the house?
Yes, you can. However, if you choose to use a pesticide, you must read the entire product label first and apply the product according to label directions.
What can parents do to minimize pesticide exposure for infants?
Parents can make sure the baby is out of the treated area during a pesticide application until the pesticide is completely dry and the area is well ventilated. Women should take the same precautions during pregnancy. Parents may also minimize the amount of pesticides used in the home by utilizing an integrated approach to pest management. You can contact your local cooperative extension service for more information on this topic.
Thanks, Dixie.
You're welcome.
If you have questions about pesticides, please call us at 1-800-858-7378 or visit us on the web at npic.orst.edu. Pestabytes is brought to you by the National Pesticide Information Center, a cooperative agreement between Oregon State University and the Environmental Protection Agency. These were produced in collaboration with OSU's Environmental Health Sciences Center, funded by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences.